First, we'll start with the cutting of the official cash rate. The Reserve Bank is not ruling out further cuts to its benchmark interest rate after slashing it by an unexpected amount today. It cut the official cash rate by half of a percentage point to a record low 1%. Now, the Reserve Bank cut the rate for the first time in more than 2 years in May, but held steady in August. The bank's governor, Adrian Orr, says the economy is facing stronger headwinds at home and abroad. And more on this with our business reporter, Madison Reedy.
The Reserve Bank took an unexpected axe to the cash rate as it decided to get ahead of the curve to protect and stimulate the economy. A cut was expected, but not of this size. Previously, a half a percentage point cut has been at times of crisis, like after the 9/11 terror attack, during the global financial crisis, and after the Christchurch earthquake. The Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr says it went for a bigger cut because inflation and employment aren't where they need to be.
A lower OCR is necessary to continue to meet our employment and inflation objectives. GDP growth has slowed over the past year and growth headwinds are rising. In the absence of the additional monetary stimulus, we believe that employment and inflation would likely ease relative to our targets. Hence, we've taken the action we've taken today.
Economists were forecasting another rate cut, possibly two later this year, depending on how much risk the economy faces. But with such a big cut this time around, and no explicit hint of further easing, as has been done in the past, it's now anybody's guess. KiwiBank's chief economist, Jared Kerr, says another cut is definitely on the table.
The crystal ball is always a little murky, and what we've seen now is basically a fast-forwarding of what we were anticipating. We still think that the central bank has another cut to do to just 75 basis points, and they've put that in their own OCR track. They've given us a good indication that they think that they might have to go again.
ASB Bank reacted to the rate cut within minutes, passing almost the full drop through to their floating home loan, but making smaller reductions in fixed rates. Westpac, BNZ and KiwiBank all followed suit. Someone who isn't surprised is the director of Squirrel Mortgage Brokers, Peter Norris.
We've factored it into all our conversations over the last few weeks anyway, getting sort of our customers and any new clients ready for that drop. So as I said, it wasn't something that we weren't expecting. Obviously, it was a little bit more than we were expecting, but it's not an unexpected drop.
While those keen to buy a home will benefit, this rate cut will hurt savers. When lending rates drop, so too do deposit rates, meaning money in the bank will earn less interest. Jared Kerr says this will hurt the mostly retired savers, but it shouldn't cause people to start hoarding cash.
Look at other countries who have cut interest rates much further, and you know, in some parts of the world they even have negative interest rates. And what we see is people still don't hoard cash because there is a significant cost to hoarding cash. You've got to hide it. You know, there's a security issue.
The cut comes amidst volatile financial markets this week, caused by an escalation in the US-China trade war. Locally, the outlook for the labour market is weak, while business and consumer sentiment has been deeply pessimistic. Jared Kerr says it's now time for the government to step up its spending.
What's missing in all of this is that we're focusing a lot on monetary policy and what monetary policy can do, but it's really fiscal policy that I think needs to step up. I think we could see more spending out of the government and a lot more infrastructure spending into next year.
Loosen the purse strings then, Finance Minister Grant Robertson, you think?
Yes.
And back at the Reserve Bank, Adrian Orr has made that same message pretty clear.
You know, the good old phrase, monetary policy always needs friends. At this point, it needs friends around all parts of the economy, consumers to be comfortable, businesses to invest, and of course, government to be spending. Our nervousness, and it feels quite unusual for a central banker to be saying this, our nervousness is that expenditure can't happen quick enough.
For Checkpoint, I'm Madison Reedy.